This is a History with God Ministries Godcast Network featuring Frank and Christina Sasso. Visit us online at ahistorywithgod.com for articles, links, prophetic words, prayer requests, and other awesome resources. Be sure to join our mailing list to receive your free daily devotion right in your email every morning. They are sure to comfort, inspire, teach, and even challenge you in your walk with the Lord. And now, let's join the host of this Godcast, Frank Sasso.
Hi everyone, Christina here. I have good news. The Godcast is back to being produced every week. That's right, every week. And to start it off, this week is Frank preaching at Family Life Christian Fellowship in Turnersville, New Jersey. So enjoy the word being preached, already in progress.
God has ransomed you. Jesus was that silver that paid for all your crap. You are the righteousness of God. You and God. Just like that.
But I don't feel like that. I don't care what you feel. Since when does what you feel mean anything?
Do you walk by faith? Do you walk by what you feel? Because sight is one of the five senses, right? Do you walk by sight? Do you walk by taste? Do you walk by smell? Do you walk by... I got tearing and touching. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying that, like, you know.
Impressive, huh?
The righteousness of God. And it's on wheels. But I'm starting to understand how things work around here. All right, amen. You are the righteousness of God. You're the righteousness of God. You're the righteousness. You are the righteousness of God. My friend Jason, right? Mm-hmm. Went to a men's retreat with him last year. Okay, and lucky for him and me, not lucky, but whatever, we shared a room together. And this guy was like, kind of like, you know, God is great. Yeah. And this guy can rap. You don't believe me? Go on the website, historywithgod.com, click on YouTube, and look up Jesus Creator. He's the whitest guy you ever seen. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. In every way, shape, and form, this guy can rap, and he's good. Oh, so does he do secular rap or Christian rap? Shut up. Look, there's two kinds of music. There's rap, and there's secular rap. There's rock and roll, and there's secular rock and roll. And God likes both of them. And God likes country, and not crazy about secular country, but he likes country music. Well, I'm a rapper, yo. Oh, you a Christian rapper? I'm a rapper. There's rap and there's secular rap, yo. Where I was going? Where am I, Lord? Help me. Thank you. So, Jason, I'm sharing a room with him. And he's just like this, you know, whatever, shall I die? So I'm in the room with him, and I said, hey, Jason. I said, you know you're the righteousness of God? Oh, yeah, amen. I'm like, you're the righteousness of God. Amen. Come here.
He picked the rapper out.
That's right, Anthony. That's a love, bro. You're the righteousness of God. You?
You, Anthony.
You're the righteousness of God.
I believe that.
Good. You and God? You're right. You're in right standing with Him. He looks at you, He sees perfection. Perfection.
Glory. Glory.
He looks at you, and He sees, oh, Anthony, you perfect one. You are innocent, my sight. You're innocent. Even in the middle of a willful sin. In the middle of a willful sin. Don't shake your head no. Shake your head yes. Can you shake your head yes? You can nod your head yes.
Amen.
You got out of bed, you thought about sinning, you planned to sin, you sinned. And God sees you and says, it's my son. He's still in the righteousness of God.
Glory. Glory.
Yes or no? Does that hurt your head a little bit? Be honest. I know it does. It does, right? Why?
It's true.
You're the righteousness of God. You're the righteousness of God. You
Hallelujah.
Are the righteousness of God. You're the righteousness of God. You're the righteousness of God.
Jesus.
You're the righteousness of God. You are the very righteousness
Jesus.
Of God. The righteousness of God. You're the righteousness of God. The righteousness of God. You are the righteousness of God. You're the righteousness of God.
Cool.
The righteousness of God.
Hallelujah.
You're the righteousness of God.
Hallelujah.
You're the righteousness of God. You're the righteousness of God. Who said anything about deserving it?
Yeah,
of course you don't deserve it. Duh. You're the righteousness of God. You're the righteousness of God. You're the righteousness of God.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah.
To Jason for 3 freaking days. How uncomfortable did you feel after the 7th time? But then you would start to be like, alright. So anyway, I did that to Jason for 3 days. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That was a year ago this past April. This guy Jason Ballack, to meet him today? Wow. Absolutely transformed his life. What did the revelation that he is the righteousness of God. But what about when I miss it? I feel so bad. You're the righteousness of God. Oh, so it's okay to sin? It's okay to sin then? No. But you're the righteousness of God. That doesn't change anything. Right. See, here's what happens. Here's where the battle comes. You know, you're the righteousness of God, right? You're the righteousness of God, Anthony, right? Okay. You're the righteousness of God. Repeat it to me. I am.
The righteousness.
Of God.
Of God.
Okay, good. Now sin and say you're the righteousness of God. Good. Now sin and say you're the righteousness of God. And who finds that to be like a problem when you sin and you say that you're the righteousness of God? You find that to be like a challenge to say that? Yes or no? I don't know, whatever. I'm just telling you. If the answer is yes, then you're struggling with your righteousness.
Go.
I'm not here to hug you. I'm not your pastor. We leave after this. Prophets don't care if they hurt your feelings. I heard that from another prophet who I greatly respect, and I was so glad when he said that, because I thought he said there was something wrong with me.
Amen.
That's why your pastors are here, to hold you and say, it's okay. A year later, Jason is now, he's on a board of directors. He's the secretary of our board of directors with the History of God Ministries. Every single Monday is Jason Ballack Day because he writes our daily devotions for every Monday. So we start out the week with Jason's devotional that gets emailed to over 1,000 people now a day. Praise God is right.
Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Every Monday, 3 a.m., it gets emailed. You can go on, you can subscribe, they're free. And then sometimes I write one. Jason can write. Christina can write. Alright? But Jason has been transformed. Absolutely transformed. So much so that when he talks about righteousness, it reminds me that I'm the righteousness of God. That's how much of a hook, how much of an anchor he is in my life concerning righteousness. But the problem comes that when we sin, here's where the battle is. We sin, and then we get over here into guilt and condemnation because we feel so bad. I can't believe I sin. Oh, Lord. Oh, no. And then what we do is we stop going to church, maybe, just for a little while. We don't go to the picnics. We don't want to show our faith because, you know, we feel so bad after what we did. And we try and stay over here. We're over here in guilt and condemnation, feeling so bad, and we're trying to maybe re-qualify ourselves to be righteous. And how can you re-qualify yourself to be righteous? How can you re-qualify for something when you didn't qualify for it in the first place?
Yeah.
What are you doing? What are we doing? All right, so you missed it. You messed up. You really blew it big time. But you don't understand, Brother Frank, I really screwed up bad. Yeah? And your point? I'm sorry. I didn't realize that Jesus' blood was that cheap. It can't handle your sin. Wow, you must have really screwed up for Jesus to go, okay, I guess I'm done, and goes back to heaven and is like, oh, I forgot that one. Oh, I forgot that one. I guess they lost their righteousness. Jesus became a child rapist, an axe murderer on that cross. What's up with you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, praise God. Mm.
Read your Bible. He became sin. He personified sin. He put on sin so you could put on his righteousness.
Amen. Amen. Oh. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Trying to qualify for something we didn't qualify for in the first place? By feeling bad? By feeling bad? What a smack in the face. What a smack in the face, because you blew it, you feel you gotta feel all bad, and let that punk Satan, please. It's not even worth me wasting time even talking about him. He's nothing. He's nobody. And any enemy of God is an enemy of mine.
Amen. Amen.
The devil has absolutely no power. You're looking real sharp, brother.
Whoa.
I got the tie is on the outside. It's such a cool tie. It's like, oh, get out of my way, Colin. Here I am, top. It's cool. That is cool. I want a picture of you later, okay? That clock on my website, is that alright? All right. I like that a lot. Don't change that. Leave it alone. I like that. Righteousness of God. He's the righteousness of God.
Yes. Yes, amen.
You're the righteousness of God, man. What's your first name?
Hassan.
Righteousness of God. You're the righteousness of God. Can I shake your hand? Wow. You think I'm playing around? You don't know what I just felt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Glory.
Glory. Is that your son? Righteousness of God. Wow. Burn my hand.
Praise God.
Praise God. You have no idea what you got here, man. Lord, I need help. Hassan messed me up. Talked about this the other day. This guy I know, he suffered with stuff on the internet that he shouldn't have been looking at. Okay? And I told him, I said, look, try this. Hey, go on the internet, go ahead. Let's say you have a problem with, like, you know, I don't know, drugs or something, yeah, whatever. It's all sin, whatever sin you have, okay? I'm not going to tell you not to do the sin. I'm not going to tell you stay away from sin. Because as we all know, or at least the people that were here, when I told Yvonne to think about a pink elephant wearing a ballerina skirt and toe shoes, I told her to think about it, and then I told her not to think about it, and I kept telling her not to think about it, she couldn't stop thinking about it. Like many of you right now. Stop thinking about the pink elephant. What are you thinking about? What are you thinking about? I told you stop thinking about that. Now stop it. Stop it right now. Do not think about that pink elephant with the ballerina skirt, toe shoes, tiara, and a hat, or talking on the stage with the music pumped up way above 10. Stop thinking about it right now. Okay, what do you think about right now?
The word.
Good. The word about the elephant? What you thinking about? Pink, toe shoes, tiara, stage, white, lights, sound. That elephant, that's the word about the elephant that you're not thinking about, right? What do you think about right now? About the elephant?
No.
Don't think about the elephant. I'm trying to draw you back to think about the elephant so you won't think about it. And that's what we do with sin, okay? So the more you think about something, the bigger it gets. The more you focus on something, the bigger it gets. What you focus on gets bigger, okay? So I told my friend, I said, listen, go on the internet, pull up that site you always go to it, and before you hit play, or before you look at a picture, say, I'm the righteousness of God, and then look at it. I dare you to try and sin and say, I'm the righteousness of God. I'm the righteousness of God. Click. He got so blessed. He started praying for the girl on the screen. I'm not kidding. I love when he tells me that story because I just
laugh
and laugh. He goes, brother, oh my God, I'm praying. I'm blessing this girl on the screen. I'm blessing her. I'm praying for her. I'm like, yeah, oh, good. You know what the Lord told him one day? He did his thing and then he logged off and then the Lord said, how you feeling? God is so cool, man. He's like, oh Lord. He's like, worship me. Worship me right now. Worship me.
Sin? Really? Sin?
Really? You can get all upset. Oh, yeah, I sinned. Let me tell you something. It's actually, check this out. So you sin, right? You sin, okay? Watch this. The word says, when the righteous fall. Not if. When the righteous fall, what do you have a right, first word in righteousness, right? You have a right to what? To go before the Father and repent. It's actually a righteous act. Wait a second. Wait, did you just hear what I said? Did you just hear the words that came out of my mouth? Did you hear that? When you commit a sin, right, that you're actually, when you go to the Father, you're actually exercising your righteousness to get cleansed of that sin, in a sense, because you're already cleansed of sin, but it's a righteous act to go before the Father and say, Father, I receive the forgiveness you already gave me for this sin 2,000 years ago. I recognize the fact that I dropped it. Lord, I received that forgiveness. I don't ask the Father to forgive me. I don't ask him for forgiveness. Ever. Ever. Why? I'm already forgiven.
Okay, everyone, that's going to wrap it up for this week of the Godcast. Join us next week for part two of Frank's message, and stay blessed.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast from A History with God Ministries. This teaching is a powerful ministry tool that you can use to experience the power of God in your life. Thank you again for listening and for helping us reach the world with the love of Jesus. Sign up for your free daily devotion today at ahistorywithgod.com and click on Contact. Type in your name and email address and you'll be all set. A History with God Ministries, seeing, hearing, remembering. Mark chapter 8, verse 18. Until next time, stay in the blessing.